And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazilian authorities say they're looking into who may have been behind the shocking uprising that sent protesters storming into the nation's halls of power in a riot that had striking similarities to the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In an unprecedented display for Latin America's largest nation, thousands of supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro swarmed into Congress, the Supreme Court, and the presidential palace on Sunday. As Brazil reels from the riots, its former president has found a home in Florida, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jair Bolsonaro's temporary home is in a gated community in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando. Supporters have traveled there hoping to see him. Bolsonaro has signed autographs, hugged children, and took selfies. Some in the crowd were wearing shirts saying, "Make Brazil great again." A handful of supporters dissipated as word spread Bolsonaro was hospitalized with abdominal pain. Bolsonaro has been called the Trump of the tropics, so it may come as no surprise he wound up just a few hours away from the former American president's Palm Beach compound. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas has helped the country win time and gain strength. Quote, "Thanks to the resilience of our soldiers in Soledar, we have won for Ukraine additional time and additional strength for Ukraine," Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Ukrainian military reports say the country's troops are withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces in the area. This is VOA News. Security forces in southern Nigeria are searching for more than 30 train passengers who gunmen abducted over the weekend after attacking a train station in southern Edo State. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The Edo State Police said in a statement Sunday that operatives are searching nearby forests for the victims. State Information Commissioner Chris Osa Nehikari told local dailies that a suspect has been arrested and is helping the police in the search operation. The police said herders armed with AK-47 rifles opened fire at the Igweben train substation as passengers waited to board an evening train on Saturday. Several people were injured, and railways officials have shut down all traffic at the station for the time being. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. federal prosecutors said on Monday a man accused of using a truck to kill 8 people City bike path in 2017 is an Islamic State sympathizer who attempted to satisfy the militant group, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Prosecutors said Saifullah Saipov began researching the Islamic State in 2014 and was in possession of serrated knives when he used a rental truck to mow down victims in the Halloween attack, leaving behind mangled bicycles, wounded and dead victims, and a school bus with a, quote, truck-sized hole. And that afterward, Saipov declared he did it for ISIS. Oh, those killed include 5 Argentinian tourists and 1 Belgian tourist. More than a dozen other people were severely injured. Saipov has pleaded not guilty to all 28 charges.
That's Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. The Pope has denounced Iran's death penalty policy following waves of protest, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis has broken his silence over the nationwide protests convulsing Iran, denouncing the recourse to the death penalty there, and seemingly legitimizing the protests as demonstrations demanding greater respect for the dignity of women. The Iran denouncement marks his first comments about the protests that erupted in mid-September over the death of a woman, Mahsa Amini. I'm Charles Duledesma.
A modified jumbo jet has carried a Virgin Orbit rocket from Britain and released it into space from the Atlantic Ocean, marking the first attempt to launch satellites into orbit from Western Europe. The mission saw the rocket take 9 small satellites for mixed civil and defense use into orbit. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.